This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Appreciated all of the input from every person in this district that has spoke, from the leadership, from the teachers, from the community. In the beginning of this meeting, and I'm speaking to you guys as a board, this is a conversation between us, okay? I mean, y'all are here, but this is, I want to speak as my team members. In the beginning, we had a public comment from a valued teacher, a valued community member, and I listened carefully. Jan asked if we wrote those questions down because those were questions that are important. They're important to me. I think they're important to all of you guys. So I just sat here and I started asking myself, of these questions that were asked, did we get answers to those things tonight? One of the things was, did we look at each individual school? In my opinion, we heard from every school in this district. We have looked at every individual school. We talked about cost savings and what the analysis of that looks like. Each school has presented what an actual credit looks like, what the savings within their staffing. So we have covered that. The retirement and what the impact of that's going to be. We have discussed that. Not a one of us can predict the future. We have no idea. There's teachers that will, you know, we're looking at the 20% or whatever it is that you said. Excuse me if I have the percentage wrong. But we have looked at that retirement and what it could possibly look like. Even though it's at a 20%, is that necessarily going to mean that that 20% right on the nose is going to retire? So we're looking at the impact of that. And we have in the past by when we offered the incentives to early retirement. Have we studied this enough? I've been on this board. This is the completion of my first term, my fourth year. And with the exception of the first 6 months that I was here, this has been a high topic discussion. Mr. Oski just gave us the history of this discussion. And you, Jan, and Dave have been here the longest. And this has been a topic of a discussion. So I feel like we've been studying it for a while. Have we looked at other solutions? In my opinion, listening to every single leadership role in this district, every school has a solution or has an idea or has a thought that maybe how they can make education look to be the best that we can give our kids. So as far as, in my opinion, those five questions that were asked, I feel like we've done our due diligence. This is not an easy thing. Times are tough. We know that. We're experiencing it in our own homes, in our own jobs, in our own lives, all across the board. This is not an easy decision. This is something that I personally have taken very seriously. And I am so grateful that tonight I have heard from the professionals. I am not the professional. This is not my daily world. This is not the world I live in. You want to ask me how to mix a color? I will educate you. I can tell you everything. But I am so grateful to have heard from the professionals that this is their daily wheelhouse. This is their life. This is what they listen to. And so as far as myself goes, I feel I was grateful for those questions, Cammie. Thank you for making us think. Thank you for bringing those forward in front of us. And I personally feel like I have answers to those.
Just to kind of piggyback on that a little bit, is, you know, we thought at one time we had a plan.
Yeah.
We didn't like the plan, but we thought we had the plan. And then what hit?
COVID.
And so I asked this board to stay flexible, because we don't have a crystal ball. We can't tell you what's going to be like 5 years, 4 years. We can't tell you what next week's going to bring. Okay?
So,
so remain flexible, because again, you never, who in the right mind thought we would close our schools, right? And go virtual. We didn't even know what that word meant. You know, so remain flexible, because who knows? We might get that business moved in and brings $5 billion to Johnson County. I don't know.
But I got to come back to that picture. That's all I'm asking you to do, is to create some parameters that we can be flexible, okay? And if we have the resources to do it, I'm going to bluntly come across and say, it means for right now, some choices are going to have to be made. Kids, schools, I as a superintendent, and you as a board of trustees. That's the reality, and this community. I don't want to forget about the community. But there's some hard decisions that we have to make to stay within our parameters, whether we like it or not. All right? If that business moves in and we surpass Powell and we're at 1,900 students, we can come back to the plate and we can talk about how come we need a new building, because we don't, they're overflowing. And I hope that's the point. But you've also got to remember, we talk about culture, we talk about people, but what I do in the elementary, they're asking the same question. Are you being consistent and fair across the board with how you are placing staff? All right? Are you asking me to go from 16 to 20 students, and then where does that money go? I mean, that's a fair statement. The reality is, when you ask them to increase their class sizes to save money, then they ask where the money's going. All it takes is less than 30 seconds to go from building to building when something happens, right? Let's be real. Everybody talks.
Yeah.
And it takes 35 seconds to get to KC or KC to get up here, because they all talk. One of the things we've done in this district, and whether you agree or not, is I think we started to bridge that gap between classified and certified in KC and Buffalo. And the last thing I want to do is everybody start pointing fingers. Well, this person does that. We've all got to come together as professionals and be able to say, look, we got to do this together, because we all want what's best for our kids. That's exciting. You didn't hear one thing today saying, I don't want what's best for my kids, just tell me what to do. It's saying, we want what's best for our kids, all right? That's the parameter. But we also have, as a board, you have a responsibility to look beyond tomorrow. You have a responsibility to look into the future, and how do we establish systems and foundations so there is some flexibility? And it all ties to money. In some cases, everything that we get to do has to come back to how are we staying within our limits. But with that being said, whichever direction we go, the opportunity to do something is still going to be there, but we're still going to have to do it together. And I'm going to be frank in saying, you aren't going to like those other options either. At some point in time, because just this credit is not like, there are still some other hard decisions that have to come. What does that look like? Or the challenges? Or, like I explained, I'm not fictionally telling you what's happening across the district. They had to decide. Either I put a very poor person in the school, or I don't have anybody, so you're closing a program, or you're looking at what that creativity looks like with that. But I will say this. PLCs, we could easily went away from two preps. It's just a matter of saying you're just going to be intentional about a PLC, keeping the two preps, being flexible. One of the things that probably will come back is if we don't do some different things, then it will be one prep for what some of the more non-modern schools do. Okay, and I don't want to be one of those schools and what that looks like. But you got to come back to the point in saying, we as a district talk a lot, and when I got told several times in different staff meetings asking questions, what are you doing as a superintendent to be consistent from building to building? Those are opportunities that we have to look at. Fair?
Yes. I have a question for clarification then. Is when you guys vote on your credit hours, is New West getting voted at 24 or at 20? Like, is that up for debate, or are we staying at 20?
You are not. That is not changing anything New West does.
Okay, so we're staying at 20.
So, but it brings every policy about graduation, so New West will come back to the table, we'll have a conversation of what that looks like. And so every graduation policy, the wellness policy, the early graduation policy, those are all things that will be revisited. And if there's things that need to be tightened up, they will. So the vote is either we move forward and start making policy change to adapt to that, and then what does New West look like, and what does the high schools look like? Those are all the consistencies. Because I will speak to what people are saying. The gap between 28 and 24, or 20, in New West needs to be reevaluated. Doesn't mean that we're coming to the recommendation of that, because originally New West, until I got here, was a credit recovery school for 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. That the idea that I was told when I first walked in is every freshman had to go to Buffalo High School, and the intention they had to be credit deficit and go to, in order to New West. However, Steve can speak to this, when we got audited and put on a corrective action plan that first spring, why is, if New West is a high school, how come it's not 912? I signed off on it because it was just like, okay, make it 912 so we get where the paperwork, we reapplied to that. With the intention, New West was still a credit deficit opportunity and in a correlation with that. So that's the piece that is different that everybody's trying to look at. And that's what the original New West graduation policy was based on, is everything that at least everybody else believes, that the 20 credits was also based on kids that are actually credit deficit. So we revisit every policy across the table, and whatever we come to the table, we talk about what those credits are. It's just a good time to revisit it, okay?
Okay. And then I would like to add that I've heard that like New West is in competition with BHS, and I would like to say that in no way do I ever feel like I'm competing with BHS, because I feel like I'm with BHS. I feel like if there is a fleet of buses carrying 200 kids to empowering them to thrive and we're united in the cultivating experience, I'm never in competition. I feel like we've got a fleet of buses and they're doing awesome things along that journey, and then we are like a small group of Jeeps collecting the kids that jump out so they can come with us. And sometimes we have to take a different route, but we're gonna go in that same direction. So my goal is to just catch the people that can't hang with that team, because, man, my kids go to BHS, so I love BHS. And you know what else I love? I love that when our feelings were hurt and we said, man, why weren't we at the table when like we're going to 24 credits? Because that impacts our kids. So like instantly our feelings are in it because our hearts are in it. And then you guys were thinking, that pisses me off. And I loved that response, because you can't be pissed off if your heart's not in it. So I thought this is a great team to be a part of, is what I thought. People who care are the ones who get worked up. So I just want to be clear that I never feel like I'm competing with BHS. I am with BHS. And I don't teach what Mr. Gross teaches, and I don't teach like Lindsay teaches, because I can't teach as well as they can those subjects, because they're phenomenal at it. The kids that come to my school that need social studies just need it different, so I don't need to be better than them or compete with them. I need to do it different.
Can we clap? That's
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't have the hearts in it.
So I kind of want to speak to that, because we're going to be transparent and honest.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great things that are being said here, but all the public hearing, there's some miscommunication that needs to be made. Because if you think Charles Oski brought that conversation to the table,
well,
I'm gonna be straight up with you. It's not. So there are lots of good relationships, but there's some miscommunication or misperceptions that need to be resolved.
Okay. There's parents in the community that are upset.
So
I
think this is the journey we can be on and correct that piece, because what you're feeling is the exact same emotion that I have.
I know.
Because JCSD number one is why I'm here.
Yes.
But you're not going to like what I have to say sometimes, and I got to be okay with it, because I'm still going to say hi to you in the community.
But you're driving the bus with us.
I am driving the bus with you. And I'm not driving, and if we're going to drive a Jeep, we're going to drive a woolly Jeep, because that's what I grew up driving, so that's okay. But the reality is, we have some cultural things that need to be fixed with that perception between the two, okay? That's just me being honest, not being fluffy, it's just being honest. And I also hope tonight you hear, now I know, it's been since 2015 we've been having this discussion. I'm going to tell you, under my leadership, I want it to be done so we can finish moving forward with the journey and the buses and the Jeeps, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. because you don't win state championships if you don't take care of the details, okay? And you don't win state championships because you only have a certain limited budget. You win state championships because you get the parents, the community, and everybody bought into it, and you head in one direction, all right? That's the hardest thing in leadership that you have to do, is to get everybody with their personal opinions put beside and be on the same JCSD bus and move it forward, because we can be there. Let's look at accreditation. When we had our peer review, we knocked their socks off, people.
Yes, we did.
The superintendent of the year in the state of Wyoming says you're doing some great things. But you know what resonates with me right now? Now let's make sure all those great things are grinding in the same direction and going in the same direction, because you have the systems in place. And then the question is, so then where's your scores look? How are we doing what we're doing, and why are we doing? So it's okay to ask the hard questions. I had another teacher the other day say something this that said it with Travis that was just the most impactful thing I've ever heard, and this is a BHS teacher. The hardest thing about PLCs is that we have to look at the data, and when the data says I'm not performing well, I've got to look in the mirror and say I got to change.
Yeah.
That was real. Well, I have to do that as a superintendent. If the data shows that I'm as proud as a daddy can be on graduation day, and the data doesn't show we're there, then it doesn't mean we're failing. It means we need to reevaluate. So I'm on the same bus as you. Okay? Fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it'd be the start of the process of evaluating all of these different policies that will be affected. So that's what we're talking about.
Well, all right, my Jody concern about moving to like 24 credits is one of the things our kids do not have our support. I shouldn't say our kids don't have it. Some of our students don't have like homework structure at home, and so we don't send homework home. We want to make sure that like they're getting it in front of us. If we move to a 7-period day in my world, that means I'm not getting to go as deep with what they're doing. I'm cutting it short just to get more in, and I'd rather have that time with them to get the work done in class than to just pile more on.
So would that benefit the other high schools? If we took everybody to 20, could they have that same opportunity to get deep and go hard?
I would hate to speak to what they need, because those are the experts up there, and they're doing a really good job up there. I can speak to what I do in my room, and in my room, that's what is helpful.
Sasha, that's a great answer.
Thank you. All right, Jody had something.
But I want to tell you
this. Hold on just a second. Jody has the floor, please, for just a second. Go ahead, Jody.
When you were telling us historical things and when New West High School started, there's a handful of people in here that were here when we started New West High School. I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, that the purpose of starting New West High School was credit recovery. I believe the purpose of New West High School was to meet every student where they were at. And we have a group of students that we were losing at BHS because, yes, it could have been the rigor. It was too much for them, based on like what Sasha said. Those kids aren't getting the structure at home for homework. They're having to work full-time jobs on top of school, whatever it might be. I don't believe that's why we approved New West High School, was to be a credit recovery school at all. Am I correct? Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had Mike and Tara come to us with a vision in mind, which was not a credit recovery.
And we could probably talk about that for a really long time. It's been a long evening. But I would say that there's a little of both in there for sure, Jody, right?
Okay.
I'll just say the one thing, which is I was very involved with helping students recover credit when I was at BHS. And what we discovered is the thing that we weren't doing wasn't working, because it wasn't all about, you know, going through the motions and earning that unit, right? Just the quantity. That wasn't the thing. And so we were given the option to not just, you know,
so
move ahead mechanically, but also environmentally.
Okay, thank you.
So my apologies, but the perception is if they weren't allowed to be there their freshman year, it's a credit recovery program. Because I was told when we were doing the audit that they had to attend a full year of BHS, and then if they were a credit deficit, they qualified for interviewing doing that. So if that's a misperception as a board, and I misperceive that, then I apologize to that. But that's the way the state looked at it, because you were only 10, 11, and 12, and the credits were different, so it was considered a credit recovery program on how it was submitted. And so that's where some of that perception might come in.
Thank you.
And I can speak to that, and that is a misperception, but not your fault at all. Because when we started in talking with both the Buffalo High School principal and the Clear Creek Middle School principal, we said, we think everybody should give BHS a shot first. And we really wrestled with that when Tara and I talked about it. We said, let's see if everybody can give it a shot first. And so when we applied, we went 10-12.
I remember that.
And then after a couple of years and talking with Dr. Ferris and Jen down there, we said, you know, for some of these kids, we can see the struggles that are coming up. It's not all in the classroom. There's things that are uncontrollables for us that we could help these kids with. And so so we looked at making a switch.
Thank you for that clarification. I'm sorry.
That's a good question.
All right, gang. There's our work session tonight. All we got to do left is one little detail and iron out the agenda for Monday. All right, Charles, is that all we've got to do left here?
Well, I hate to tell you, but it's not a little thing, but you need to let's get through it.
Yeah, you're quite right. Okay, so Monday's agenda. We need to add swear in new board members after the Pledge of Allegiance or after roll call, whichever seems appropriate to the board. But it's more than 30 days from the day of the election to the December meeting.
Oh.
Got to have them sworn in within 30 days.
So what does that look like? When they're sworn in, when they take the oath of office?
Yeah.
Because typically that means they take over right then.
No.
Well, that's just our tradition.
Okay.
But they'll be seated in December.
Oh, because Wyoming statute said they have to
statute says.
Is it actually 10 days?
Oh, so we've been disobeying the statute for however long?
No.
Or just how the dates fell?
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Gotcha.
We used to bring them in, actually, didn't Heidi? We used to bring them into the office and do it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good
that's
idea.
Still a total
it all depends on where it falls. And
got you.
It's the dates.
So this
is what I did mine too. Yes.
I did mine right here.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for that.
So, anyway, two board members, fair warning. We're going to do the swearing in here. Monday.
Where are you putting that?
After roll call, unless you guys have a place you'd rather.
So it's a 15-minute speech.
Yeah, each of you.
Do you have to memorize?
I
got
15 minutes for 15 minutes.
I don't think I can talk.
Okay, so that's the first. All right, then we've got early graduation students, VHS improvement plan, additions and accept. Everybody.
I thought we already did early graduation. It's another school. Is
another
set. Is it
New
KC?
West.
KC. New West has a couple. Okay, great.
A couple, I think. Two. Yeah.
Two.
Yep. Two. So, yeah.
So just to help with that, we ask that the students speak if they're willing. It's not
mandatory.
Required, but we're inviting them in, and we do it at that point in time, and then we trying to clean up our agenda, put that stuff under consent.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
Okay, which brings us to consent agenda. Everybody fine with the early graduation requests? The two from New West being in there after we've heard them tell us what they're doing and how they got here?
So I'd like to point out the TV surplus raffle. Okay, so with the transition of new TVs to all the buildings, the old ones, which have no warranty, no guarantee, and might only have one plug-in that works, doing very similar to what we did with some of the others, offer it to staff, put your name in, we draw them out. A certain size screen would be worth $70, $50, and the other one worth $100. We looked at it, the people that we trade them in said they're really not worth, they don't want to bring the semi-loads to haul them off. They still are functional, but they do not carry a warranty. So what we're saying, instead of disposing of them or throwing them in, we would offer them to staff, and if there's any left when it's done, we'll offer them to the public. Okay?
Bless you.
Everybody good with that one on consent?
Let me repeat. They have no warranty, and we won't fix
them. Yes, they're broke when you get them home.
Right?
Hearing no objection. All right, on the E, staff appreciation, the annual gift cards. This is the $25 cards we do. It's DJ's year, as we alternate every year between the grocery stores. So, again, this is I've got it in consent. If you guys are happy with that, so be it. Okay, I don't hear objections. All right, action items. Policy revision, first reading, section F from WSBA. Betty, remind me, is this the beast or what? That's next.
No, okay. This only has like three or maybe four.
Policies. Yeah, this one's not huge. The next one's going to be a beast.
Did we go over? Was this like emailed to us that we could open up like the procurement purchases? Well, what are they?
It's just Connie. If you want to.
Thanks, one of the things after our investigation with the ESSER money, we put together a procurement team. And so anything over $25,000, we come in as a team and go over, look at the quotes, whatever. Or if we have to go out to bid, we'll talk about that and what that process is.
Right.
Or if we can go through a co-op. So we just put it all in there so that you guys can see everything that we've done and how we vote and how we look at it. Those things. So they're not, you're not approving anything. We're just allowing you, we are making sure that you see everything.
Okay. I was just curious what items were on this one.
Oh, sure,
that's
sure.
All I was wondering. Is it on?
It will post up Friday when we get our
list.
Then I'll look at it then.
Yeah, okay. And you could call me if you have any questions.
Okay.
Everybody good with that one? Remember where she sits?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then policy, BHS improvement plan. Then we got the great credit process.
So, Travis, just so everybody's on board and the new people that are here today, is part of the process, you have to approve any school improvement plan that hasn't met expectations by the state. So last year when we did some of those things, it was a question we just kind of hear. So we're going to have Gibb and his team come in and talk about what that improvement plan is, actually give you some time to answer questions, because you are putting your stamp of approval on it, which is required by the state, and then we submit it to the state for approval. So that's why we added these two pieces, and it can't be in a consent. It has to be an open action.
Open it. Then Steve or Charles, either one, jump in here. The rest of the schools submit theirs, because all the rest aren't state mandated. They're just us, our policy. So they're in the December meeting, is it? Or
No. So with the new board members coming on, we're going to start chunking like we did last year. So one a month, the schools
or
start coming
school.
In, talking about their school improvement plans, so we don't overwhelm them with all at once. But it is a new expectation that I have since I've been here, is it doesn't matter if you're improving or not improving or where you're at. Every year a school will submit a school improvement plan and look at where their students are and put one together and present it to you as a board.
Okay, perfect. Other questions there? All right, and then superintendent contract. This is the meeting where we roll the contract again, if that's the will of the board, and we want to make sure we get that taken care of and squared away. So, questions or thoughts on that one? All good? Reports will be standard.
After tonight, are we going to move forward with, where are we headed with all the information tonight? Is that a continued discussion? Is it an action item?
It's an action.
Yeah, we've got an action item as our C there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're okay with it staying there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
All right. Standard reports. If you have questions, ask them. Otherwise, we're going to cruise through it fast. December special session. WSBA resolutions. We need to review the resolutions that are up. We need to appoint a representative, but we had to register that already. So I asked Lynette if she would guide that one, but we'll have to make a formal action and tell her how we feel about all the different resolutions. So a little homework reading on that one, but that's.
They're changing it this year. They're doing something different.
Yeah. Well, I read. And this, correct me, because I'm a little confused, because it was like 1 to 1,000 was 2 reps, and then the other, and I was like, okay, wait, we're over 1,000, so why do we only have 1? Why don't we have 2?
I'll get to it, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I meant to ask that, and I'm sorry that I missed that, but please do, because I looked at that criteria.
Let me ask this question. Did you guys, the way I separated that document out and added my thoughts and color-coded things, did that help with some of the discussion?
Well, help with my reading homework. We
are you talking about the resolutions?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it did. I mean, it helped separate it out. But, yeah. I mean, their resolution, yeah. I understood, though, why the WSBA, like they, what was it? They had no recommendations on some certain things. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't gone through all of it, right? I haven't gone through everything. I haven't done all that homework because I've had a lot of homework in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, oddly enough.
And so it made sense to me.
So as a board, if you don't mind, I'm going to share it with
the But I have to do the will of you guys.
Incoming people so they can read it, okay?
Yep.
Incoming.
Okay, so that one,
but
we'll have that discussion.
Let's be transparent, get it out in the community. Some of those bills are about concealed weapons. That's the big
yes.
push,
yep.
right? So some of the stuff going to the School Boards Association, the hard discussions we'll be having is based on concealed weapons.
Can those resolutions be publicized?
I don't know why you can't.
Okay.
But
so can we put those resolutions within
What we need to come back with is what the School Boards Association decides or determines, so we can have it so it's not confusing.
So we shouldn't publicize them until after.
Mr. Chair,
that's what I'm wondering.
We have to be very careful because those resolutions, people will read those and think, oh my God, that's what they're going to do.
No.
They're a long way
because it's years
away from the legislature.
And it's a lot of discussion at that actual, at that conference.
Yeah. And
right. Because
we don't want the public
that's every single district in this state.
Oh my gosh, they're going to do it next year.
Right.
But I have to bring it back to the table, Jeff.
I know.
Legislation already passed the rule last year, and the governor vetoed it. School Boards Association is bringing it back. WAS is already talking about it. The governor has already made some different things and statements. So it is probably one of the first things that will be a bill that comes across the table and voted on in the first instance. So whether the School Boards Association does anything with it, I think it's a great opportunity after the School Boards Association talks to start having community conversations about what that actually means.
Yeah, I agree with 100%. I think we will see it come back and quickly, and that's why there are so many of these resolutions address that subject. All right. Other than
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I can't change the momentum of what's happening at the state level.
So, new board members in particular, December 6th, special session, work session, December 9th, board meeting, and you'll be seated voting and participating fully. So. Thanks for being here tonight, and welcome to the fire hose. You'll have fun.
So any of you that are here tonight and haven't worked out your resolutions or travel plan with Heidi to go to the School Boards Association, make sure we get that, and we'll be excited to make sure you're down there in Casper rocking and rolling.
There's a lot of good information, a lot of training that I missed my first year. Mm-hmm. Don't miss it. Come down and get all you can.
And Mr. Chair, at the public comment piece, right before that, we're probably going to recognize some people that have put in a lot of time and effort on this board and done some great things for this district at that point in time.
Yes. Kind of thought we had to do that tonight. I don't know if they're coming next week. They don't have to come to the December one, do they?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
next week. This next Monday.
Oh, sorry, this Monday. Okay, I'm with you. This is the November one. Sorry, I was looking at the December meeting.
We're looking
at
the next Monday's agenda.
Yeah, I don't think they'll come into December.
November. Don't rush
okay.
it.
And then we'll have executive session after that and call it a wrap. Everybody good with the agenda?
Click.
All right, then. That is, to the best of my knowledge, everything on our to-do list. Meeting is adjourned.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.